While the headline numbers look red hot, a quieter story is unfolding in 10 greater Boston towns where buyers are finally getting the upper hand this summer.
Let's start with the headline. 227 properties closed in Greater Boston this past week, with an average sale price of 1.31 Nidobelbers and an average price per square foot of $459. The number that really jumps out, though, is days on market. Just 5 days.
5 days is almost nothing. Does that mean buyers have no leverage anywhere right now?
At the aggregate level, it looks that way, but the market is not monolithic. There are specific towns where the data tells a very different story, and that's where buyers should be paying attention right now.
So walk us through what you're seeing. Where are sellers actually starting to move?
Framingham is probably the clearest example. 19% of listings have seen at least one price reduction in May, and the average days on market there is 47. Nearly 10 times the metro-wide figure we just cited.
That's a striking gap. Are we seeing similar softness in other parts of the metro?
Woburn is showing an average price cut of $28,000. Sellers who overpriced in Q1 are now adjusting, and Waltham's median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak, which is really an affordability ceiling hitting in real time.
So that's the inner suburbs. What about the South Shore and points further out?
Braintree stands out. We are watching as Daltrimer's Danis deads at the 24% of active listings have been reduced, which is the highest rate on the entire South Shore. Stoughton is also worth flagging. Homes under $600,000 are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, which is a genuine first-time buyer moment.
That under 600K window in Stoughton sounds like something a lot of our listeners have been waiting for. Is there a supply story driving any of this, or is it purely demand softening?
In Malden, it's actually a supply story. Out-of-state investors are exiting, and that's creating unusual inventory at below-peak prices. That's a different dynamic than a demand pullback. It's more of a structural opportunity.
What about the Route 495 corridor? I know that area saw a big remote work surge a few years back.
Tewksbury is the data point there. That corridor is cooling as remote work demand normalizes, so the premium buyers were paying for that commute. Flexibility has started to erode.
And closer in, Medford, Quincy, Burlington. What's the picture?
Medford sellers are routinely accepting 2 to 3% under ask now versus over ask just 18 months ago. That's a meaningful behavioral shift. In Quincy, condo inventory is at a 5-year high, and that glut is suppressing buyer urgency on single-family homes, too. Burlington has seen 22% of listings reduced since April, tied to softened office-adjacent demand.
So across all 10 of these towns, what's the realistic negotiating range a buyer should be walking in with?
Buyers who move confidently in these markets can realistically negotiate $20,000 to $60,000 off asking price. But the window is specific to this summer, and it's tied to sellers who overpriced earlier in the year and are now feeling the calendar pressure.
Calendar pressure is real. Sellers who listed in spring don't want to carry into fall. That's a useful piece of leverage.
Exactly. The metro-wide 5-day DOM creates a false sense of uniformity. The buyers who do their town-level homework right now are the ones who will close with real savings.
Next week, pull the active listings in any of those 10 towns and look specifically for properties that have been sitting 30 days or more. That's your negotiating entry point before the summer window closes.